News, I'm Ben Thomas. New indictment against former President Trump. Four counts tied to efforts to undermine the 2020 election, including conspiracy to defraud the United States. Elsewhere, Michigan prosecutors have charged two allies of former President Trump with felonies involving voting machines. Norman Hall has details.
According to court records, a former Republican attorney general candidate and another supporter, former President Donald Trump, have been criminally charged in Michigan in connection with accessing and tampering with voting machines after the 2020 election. Matthew DiPerno, a Republican lawyer who was endorsed by Trump in an unsuccessful bid for Michigan attorney general last year, was charged with undue possession of a voting machine and conspiracy. And Dare Rendon, a former Republican state representative, was charged with conspiracy to commit undue possession of a voting machine and false pretenses. I'm Norman Hall.
The Pentagon is pulling 1,100 troops from the U.S.-Mexico border. They've been deployed in May in response to a surge in migrant crossings and fears that the end of COVID-19 restrictions would exacerbate it. However, Customs and Border Protection data show the number of encounters actually dropped and have stayed low. The latest economic data show the post-pandemic economy cooling a bit. Sagar Magani has more.
Job openings fell in June to the lowest level in 2 years, to 9.6 million. It's a sign the intense demand for workers that soared as the economy first emerged from the pandemic is now easing. The government says the number of people who quit their jobs in June also fell sharply. Both are signs the jobs market is slowing, a welcome sign for the Federal Reserve. If companies are less desperate to hire and fewer workers are leaving their jobs to seek higher pay elsewhere, businesses will be under less pressure to raise pay, which in turn could help lower inflation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. After another winning month in July, stocks started August on a down note. Damian Troisi has today's AP Markets report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street Tuesday following a mixed set of earnings reports from U.S. companies. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3 percentage point as it steps back from its big rally this year. The NASDAQ composite also slipped. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained ground. Worries have been rising about expectations broadly building too high for the market, which saw the S&P 500 surge more than 19% this year through July to a 16-month high. The latest round of earnings reports includes results from farming equipment maker Caterpillar and ride-hailing company Uber. The broad mix of results could help investors get a clearer picture of economic conditions for consumers and businesses. Damian Troisi, New York.
Thanks, Damian. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.